It is hard to believe, but we are just 1 week out before everyone over the age of 18 will need a real ID in this country in order to board a domestic flight, access federal facilities, and enter certain secure locations. But while you are getting your real ID, if you haven't jumped on the bandwagon just yet, you don't want to be duped in the meantime. Yep, you guessed it. Scammers have already figured out a way to dupe you while you're trying to get your real ID. Joining us now to make sure that doesn't happen is Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau. And Kristen, what are you finding right now?
Well, you know, Melissa, anytime there's a situation where the government is requesting your personal information, it creates an opportunity for scammers. So think about anything from federal student loans to filing your taxes, where there's that exchange of Social Security number, date of birth, address. Websites will be created and could be created in order to capture that information. But the one and most important point that can protect you from any scam in this situation is to know that in order to get a real ID, you have to complete the process in person at the DMV.
Right. I guess that was what kind of confused me when I was first alerted about this, Kristen Johnson, was the fact that I thought you only could get your real ID if you went to a DMV or I think a AAA office, right?
A DMV, a AAA office, or there's also some Nutmeg. I think it's Nutmeg Bank that's also doing it. If I understand correctly, that information is on the DMV website, on the Connecticut website. But not everyone is privy to that information. And you may Google, you know, real ID and see these phony websites pop up that say, hey, you can actually do the process here. Here's the form. Fill it out online. Submit it. We'll submit it for you. That sort of thing. And that's just not the case. And so we want to make sure people are aware of that. It's Nutmeg State Financial Credit Union locations. That's the other location that you can complete this process. But anyway, so if you see a website that says, hey, you know, pay a fee and we'll complete the process for you, that's your red flag right there. There are some states that allow you to begin the process online, but in every state you have to finish it in person. In Connecticut, you can't even begin the process online. Everything is in person. There is a one-time fee, it's $30, but if you stumble upon a website that's asking for your bank account or credit card information, that is another red flag because, again, you would only be paying that in person.
That's so can you take me, Kristen Johnson from the Better Business Bureau, to one of these websites? Mm-hmm. I mean, so if people don't know that they can't get the real ID, which I can understand why people feel that way, especially because all it is adding this little mark on your license. And mm-hmm. and especially when you hear that you could get it at a AAA office, maybe they don't realize that it's not something you could just order online and get it in the mail. But I mean, right. Do these websites look legit?
So that's the thing. We haven't had any reports to BBB Scam Tracker yet. We're trying to stay ahead of this and get the information out to people because in other situations that I had already previously mentioned, whether it's the student loans, taxes, that sort of thing, anytime there's been a request from the government for your personal information, we've seen websites created like this. And so there's a good chance that scammers will also try to take advantage of this situation and these websites will pop up. So we're letting people know ahead of time the correct process so that they don't go just Google searching real ID and stumble up across a website, that they know that there isn't any online opportunity to get your real ID, that you have to start and end at the DMV or at a AAA office or at a Nutmeg credit union.
So we finally are reaching the finish line and the real ID will take effect next month. And for people mm-hmm. who are getting signed up for their real ID, we have Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau here to make sure you don't get duped in the process. So, Kristen, I know you need proof of identity, like a birth certificate, mm-hmm. passport, proof of Social Security number, and then proof of your legal name, for example, if you have a name change. At any point, would any of those documents have to be put online, or are those also something you only would have to do in person at a DMV, AAA office, what have you?
Right. That all is brought with you to the DMV, and it's important to note that you don't need your physical Social Security card. You just need proof that you have a Social Security number, so that could be a W-2. You also need proof of residency, so two pieces of mail from the last 90 days that show your correct address, that sort of thing. But again, that all would be brought with you to the DMV when you go to get your real ID. And if you have a valid passport, you don't even need a real ID until that passport expires. So I would avoid the lines in the next week if you already have a passport or you don't have any imminent travel plans, because obviously people that have put this off for a while may be rushing, especially if they do have a trip planned in the next few weeks. This requirement stems from a 9/11 Commission's recommendation that was passed by Congress into law a decade ago. Yeah. So we've known for quite some time that this was coming. It's been delayed. It was delayed during COVID, but it's here now. And again, as you mentioned off the top, if you are going to be traveling domestically, you will need a real ID, that little star on your driver's license, because the requirements to get a driver's license in Connecticut will no longer match the requirements that the federal government will now have in place in order for you to fly. And that's true for all but about five states in our country.
Well, and you spoke to something so true, Kristen, just a minute ago, which is the panic, right? I mean, that's usually when scammers get their best work done is, oh my gosh, we're down to a deadline. I have a trip at the end of May or early June or in the summer. I got to get this done now. And that's why if these types of websites pop up, to be sure that you know the facts, which is if anything prompts you to upload, for example, you know, scan us a picture of your passport, scan us a copy of this, that should never happen. And even when you said before, getting the real ID does require a fee. Here in Connecticut, it's $30. I mean, should a website be prompting you with that, or is that also something you have to do in person?
No, my two biggest tips are if you see a website offering a real ID without an in-person visit, it's fake. And if you see a website asking for information such as your bank account or credit card information, it's a fake. Because, again, the biggest tip I can give is you have to go to the DMV, to a participating AAA office or Nutmeg State Financial Credit Union location in order to start and complete this process. There's no opportunity for you to start it online here in Connecticut. You have to go to one of those locations to do this.
So, I would say it's hail as old as time, as you always say, Kristen. If it's too good to be true, you should probably go with your gut, which is if you find an easy way to get your real ID online, I can guarantee you it's fake. Don't do it. Right.
Right. And I think that's where sometimes scams work. They're most successful is when they offer convenience, because we're always looking for an easy way out. We're always looking for the most convenient way. And so we put aside logic at that point because we see an easy way to do something.
Correct.
And we want it to be true. But in this case, it's not going to be.
And have you guys, I'm sure the Better Business Bureau has, but do all the DMVs know this, the AAA offices that are doing, imagine they've been prepping for Real ID for, years, honestly. But are they aware of sort of that the BBB is on top of this and just kind of the alerts? Because I would imagine they at some point would probably get looped into this, especially, you know, if you've got scammers who are using, let's just say, the DMV seal, for example, to make these websites. I mean, they've done this before where it literally looks like a legitimate website, but it's not. Are they on high alert about this?
Yeah, if you go to, there's two websites I want to point you to, the Connecticut DMV and then the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's website. They both have frequently asked questions. If you go to the state's website, you're just going to get the boilerplate, hey, this is what you have to do. It has to be in person. This is how much it costs. This is where you can go. But if you go to the Homeland Security website, there's about 30 frequently asked questions. It goes through safety and security, the purpose of this, what to watch out for, that sort of thing, why we need it, how states can comply. Actually, as I go through, there's actually more like 50 frequently asked questions. So you're going to find everything under the sun under here.
Good.
And so I think that's a really good resource. It's DHS.gov.
Well,
and
we
then
really
from there, you can go to the real ID.
We appreciate it, Kristen Johnson, because as you mentioned, I know, especially when you're under pressure, that's usually when we make the most mistakes, and scammers are hoping you make a mistake, but we won't let that happen. We appreciate it, Kristen Johnson, the Better Business Bureau. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Have a great rest of your morning.
Thank you. You too.